Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So let's start with the coronavirus itself. So I think a lot of people, they hear the name, but they don't know exactly what it is and what it does. What kind of disease is this?
So this coronavirus is a member of a large family of viruses, and there have been other coronaviruses that we routinely actually see seasonally that cause common cold symptoms. But we've had two other coronaviruses recently in the last decade that have come out, and they've emerged from animals to humans, and that's SARS as well as MERS, and now we have this new coronavirus. And so that's what makes it a little bit different, because it is newly emerged from animals to humans, and that's why we're seeing so many cases at this point.
But in terms of the symptoms, what would you notice first?
So with symptoms, it's going to be very similar to a common cold. You're going to see coughing. You're going to see maybe a sore throat. You're going to have maybe a runny nose. So you could have a fever as well. So it's going to be very common symptoms that you'd see with a cold or even the flu. One of the things that is a little bit different is that you have to make sure that if you're seeing any severe signs of that could indicate pneumonia, such as difficulty breathing or a pain in your chest, that could be an indication that could be a little bit more severe and you need to seek medical care. But in generally, what we have seen with these cases is most of them are mild. And they are, again, more like the common cold.
So we know that people are working on a vaccine, but there still isn't one yet. How do we stop the spread of the virus?
So like many other respiratory viruses, even though there is no vaccine, one of the things that you need to always keep in mind, even for a virus that does have a vaccine, such as flu, you always need to know that prevention is in different levels. So a vaccine is a great level, but then you also have to always consider those measures, just like flu, good hand washing, making sure that you're frequently disinfecting high-touched areas, your phone, keyboards, doorknobs, those types of things. Avoid from putting your fingers by your face and your eyes, your nose, your mouth. That's easier said than done because we do it so much. But just be aware of those things. And of course, if you're sick, stay at home. Make sure you're staying at home so you're not exposing other people, because really the best thing that we can do right now is to make sure that if people are ill, if they have signs and symptoms, to separate them from other people who are healthy, because that is the only way that we really are going to stop this transmission. That's why we're seeing so many cases, because we're now seeing this person-to-person transmission, and it is transmitted through large droplets. When somebody sneezes, when somebody coughs.
Yeah, and we're, of course, hearing this morning about this case out in California, a person coming down with it, diagnosed with the coronavirus, who had not traveled to China. Is this a significant milestone?
So that is concerning, because the main goal of public health has been to quickly identify any cases, any people who may have this virus, isolate them, get them tested, and then find out who their contacts may have been, so that they could also monitor those people for any signs and symptoms. Again, just keeping those people isolated from anybody who they could expose. So since this person didn't have any potential exposure to contacts that we're aware of, that means that somebody may have slipped through this foundation that we're trying to lay to quickly detect and isolate people. So it is concerning. So we'll just have to see how this develops. In fact, that is the case. Because sometimes going through history, they could have missed something. So we'll just have to see what further investigation does find.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.